Welcome to the Daily Dad Podcast. During the week, we bring you a daily meditation of the best parenting wisdom we can find, drawing on history and philosophy and psychology literature to inspire you to be a little bit better at the most important job you have. And then on the weekends, I have sort of a wrap-up conversation with my friend, fellow dad, and writing partner, Niels Parker. We just explore what's going on in our lives, what we're struggling with as parents, what we're doing well, what we want to do better, and what we've learned along the way, and what we've learned in the last week. So let's go. I'm not a coffee drinker, but I am a huge fan of today's sponsor, and so is basically everyone in my family and everyone I know. Talking about Four Sigmatic, a wellness company that makes delicious mushroom coffee. Four Sigmatic mushroom coffee is real, organic, fair trade, single origin coffee with lion's mane mushroom for productivity and chaga mushroom for immune support. Mushroom coffee is easy on your gut. It doesn't leave you with a jittery feeling or a midday crash. All Four Sigmatic products are organic, vegan, and gluten-free, and every single batch is third-party lab-tested to ensure its purity and safety, so you know you're getting the highest quality coffee. Get up to 40% off and free shipping on mushroom coffee bundles. To claim this deal, go to foursigmatic.com/dailydad. This offer is only for Daily Dad listeners, and it's not available on the regular website. You'll save up to 40% and get free shipping. Go to foursigmatic.com/dailydad. Fuel your creativity and productivity with delicious mushroom coffee. Hey, it's Ryan Holiday. Welcome to another weekend episode of the Daily Dad Podcast. Today, I wanted to talk about something that I first really started thinking about in 2016. So this is quite a while ago, and I wrote a piece on it right after my son was born. I'm looking at the date here. This was published November 22nd, 2016. And it's been sort of part and parcel of my wife and I's parenting philosophy since then. It's crazy to think that this was 5 years ago now. But basically, if you follow me on social media, on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, whatever, you've never seen a picture of my kids. You might occasionally catch them in the background of a photo or their backs, literally. But we don't post pictures of our kids on social media. And this is my reasoning why. And it's not because I'm a public figure and I'm worried about their safety. There's a great Kevin Hart bit in one of his stand-up specials about sort of an over-paranoid quote-unquote celebrity, his bodyguards talking about how he can't sit next to the window. He's worried about a sniper attack. And Kevin Hart says, "I'm not that famous." And if you remember on Seinfeld, Jerry's wondering if he's bomb-worthy, if he's famous enough to be bombed. This has nothing to do with that. And actually, it's a much more sort of personal reason, which I'm going to get into today. And this is why I don't post pictures of my kids on social media. It was a surprisingly easy decision to make. No posting kid photos on social media. My wife and I made this decision not because, like everyone, we've been bored to death by endless baby photos from friends, not because I'm worried about anyone's safety, although I've had my fair share of creepy encounters, but for me to look at a sleeping baby, defenseless and pure, and think, how many likes do you think this will get? That struck me as particularly gross. It's been interesting to watch the evolution of my generation on social media for the last decade or so. In three sentences, it would be flocking to social media because there were no adults, complaining about social media being ruined by parents and coworkers posting baby photos, and then now becoming the very adults who won't stop posting those photos. I don't judge anyone for their change of heart. I don't judge anyone for posting photos of their kids, nor do I think there's anything wrong with folks I know who share their lives for a living. We just won't be joining either group, at least for a while. The sad reality of the human condition is that we figure out systems and try to game them. Tell humans that money is important and we'll try to earn a lot of it. Tell us that God exists and we'll literally kill each other to try to win his favor. Tell journalists that paid views matter, and within a few short years, they'll have tossed out a century of objectivity and reverence for the truth. Any system, any metric, give us enough time, and will inevitably corrupt by it or be corrupted by it. Which brings us to the nasty, addictive state of social media today. Given a set of arbitrary metrics, fake internet points, essentially, we spend our days trying to rack up as many of them as possible, whether they're likes, hearts, faves, views, whatever. From political opinions to clever quips to travel porn, I've argued before that social media is no longer about portraying our actual life, but creating a sort of life performance, one that makes us seem better, more interesting, more attractive, more successful than our peers. And increasingly, it feels like kids are used as another way to achieve this. It's rarely the crying kid, the suckling or shitting kid that's photographed and posted, only the smiling, the achieving, or the creepily posed baby, as if they say as much about us as our fancy cars, or as little about us as a shot of our last meal. It strikes me that there's something extra perverse about how quickly we feel like introducing children to this system of online status and virtue signaling, how naturally we see them as props in our own performance. My son's first appearance in the attention marketplace is really supposed to be at 1 hour old. At this deeply personal, meaningful moment, should really anyone be thinking, how can I share this with as many people as possible, most of them strangers? I mean, come on. At least we got to wait until we were teenagers until we had to contend with any of this. And for what? Most of us are not some celebrity couple. We're not YouTubers or vloggers. We've not been offered millions of dollars for access to these private moments. We're not influencers, so we can at least claim it's part of our profession. No, the vast majority of us do this for free, for imaginary internet points. I don't want you to think of me as anti-technology. I love it. I love that it's allowed me to text a picture to my close friends and family. I love that it allows me to FaceTime and crisp video with family members. I love that it allows me to check in on the baby from upstairs via Dropcam. But all those things are for me, privately. No one makes any advertising revenue off that. There's no hook, as Nir Eyal has talked about in his marketing book. There's nothing that traps anyone in an endless loop of checking, rechecking, validation, and incentive. It's just a little faster than mailing a Polaroid or waiting until Thanksgiving to see everyone. And again, not that ad revenue or hooks are necessarily evil. I wrote this article. I'm reading it. I hope you listen to it. I hope you click it. I'll show you a picture of my dog being cute. I'll post a video of my donkeys or my goats online. And even if that was exploitative, who cares? They're animals. They like the camera because it means they're usually getting a treat. And in my case, I own them. They have to pay for their keep somehow. But my son is a person. Your kids are a person. Do you really want to sell off a piece of that to get more followers? Do I need Facebook to broker between me and my relations? Are we supposed to be upset about NSA spying and government intrusions, yet we turn around and share the most intimate details of our lives to help multi-billion dollar companies? And if that wasn't bad enough, we're going to opt our children into this system before they've barely taken their first breath. My hardcore atheist friends who pray at the altar of Richard Dawkins scream bloody murder that their parents forced them into a religion before they could decide for themselves. But I tell them that my wife and I have decided to wait to expose our son to the prying eyes of social media, and many of them look at me like I'm the one who needs to see a therapist. To suggest that perhaps we could all be a bit more private and that not every single aspect of our lives needs to be shared instantly, especially those moments that involve kids, isn't heresy, it's basic decency. And that all this sharing is less about enjoying your life or the moment and more about making people think that you are. And this is just being honest. It's controversial, and look, I don't want to offend anyone, but I am questioning the dominant religion of our attention economy, where if something didn't happen on the internet, it feels like it didn't happen at all. These days, I'm honestly a little impressed when I find someone I know has a happy family I didn't know about previously. They weren't leading a double life, they were leading an actual one, a private one that they chose, gasp, to keep private. I say we should let our kids come into the world privately, let them do embarrassing things privately, let them enjoy a world that doesn't measure itself by clicks, comments, or reblogs for as long as possible. We should give them that because they're still too young to realize that there's something valuable, and because we remember that And because we remember what life was like before any of these services were invented, we should give them the freedom and privacy that we were lucky enough to have by default. It's their birthright, too. It is crazy to me to think I wrote this 4 years ago. I would say that piece has aged pretty well. I would say the philosophy has held up pretty well. And I would say, by and large, my wife and I have done pretty well following our own rule. I would say that we take a lot of pictures of our kids. We record a lot of things, but it's for us. Our phones are packed with memories, but our social media is not us bragging about these memories. And I just don't like the idea of using your kids as a tool. I think it's gross when celebrities do it unnecessarily. I think it's weird when people I know seem to be more interested in what's going on outside of their home than what's going inside their home. I don't know. The relationship we have with these tools is not usually a healthy one. I did a Daily Stoic video recently about how to use your phone less. And to me, the question is, are you using the phone or is the phone using you? And I think that's a good tool here to think about with social media and your kids. Do you feel compelled to share, or are you being compelled to share? Is your addiction or your obsession with the validation, with the service, with the habit, the way you've been hooked, is that what's driving it, or does this really need to be spread? And is your kid going to be glad that you spread it when they're old enough to think about it? Just some questions to think about. Make your own choices. No pressure or judgment from me. But that's my thinking, and I hope it gives you some insight and maybe something to chew on. And I'm looking forward to talking to you next week. Hey, thanks for listening to the Daily Dad Podcast. You can get this via email every day as well at dailydad.com. Please leave us a review in iTunes. Most importantly, if you know any dads or parents who would benefit from these messages, please spread the word. Thanks.